The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single moment. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord.
You know, it is amazing the way that we justify the things that we do. I mean, we can go through some real bizarre mental gymnastics to justify our behavior. One of the classic questions we used to use all the time during Lent: which is more virtuous? To avoid temptation or to resist temptation? Well, if you avoid temptation, you're not really encountering any temptation, so that's not it. Resisting temptation. So in order to be really, really virtuous, I got to go out and find as many temptations as I can and encounter them. You've never thought that way? I'm the only one? It is really bizarre mental gymnastics that we use to justify the things that we do. You know, we don't have to go looking for temptation. Life is full of temptation. You know, we bump into it all the time. Jesus has his own this morning in the gospel. And I used to think that his temptations had nothing to do with me. When am I going to want to turn stones into bread? When am I going to want to jump off the temple? But really, the temptations that he faces are really basic. They're the ones that we encounter all the time. Come on. Have some bread, Jesus. Satisfy your wants and desires. Live it up a little. You deserve the newest and shiniest toys out there. Don't be satisfied with what you have. Keep looking for what you have not. Splurge. Spoil yourself. Come on, Jesus. This is getting us nowhere. How about a few accolades? Praise is always good. A little recognition for the things that you do. Some pats on the back, an attaboy. Raise your status, your position in the sight of others. Do what you need to do to get ahead. You know, cut some corners if you must. Compromise your values. It's only hard the first time. After that, it gets easier and easier and easier. Deny yourself to get that pat on the back. Go ahead. Jump. Make God do your bidding. You're powerful. You have authority. You have control. Bend others to your will. Force them to do what you want them to do. Why? Well, because you can. You're important. You're number one. Do what you must do to get your way. Be passive aggressive if you must. But just as long as it's your way. Who cares about anyone else? Who cares about their worries or their fears or their problems? You're number one. Those temptations are the ones that we face all the time. Jesus got through them by being faithful to himself, by being faithful to God. My friends, be faithful to yourself. Be faithful to God.